Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louis.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Hey, Crows fans, Jarz and Louis. Triple M's Rush Hour 104.7. And juice.
Yes,
fair
Lou.
To say it was a tough day at the office.
Hiccup for our footy club, but we'll bounce back against the Melbourne Footy Club. Boys would have learned a lot, but take nothing away from the Kangaroos. They were very impressive, Lulu.
Can't wait to get the thoughts of the Crows family. They often say dress for success. That jumper is not one of your favourites?
No. I'm going to go and talk to the CEO and maybe get that jumper changed. Go back to our traditional jumper, Lou. But anyway, looking forward to this next chat.
Yeah, and be on the lookout too. There's a little Crime Stoppers missing persons ad that'll be running here, Crows fan. If you see any of the 22 that were down in Hobart on the weekend, please find them because Don Pike needs them back for round 8 against Melbourne. Hey, have fun. Tex is coming up. Enjoy. Yeah, the big Texan joins us. Welcome, Tex.
Hey, boys. How are you?
G'day, champ. We're going all right, mate. We'll get back to what happened on the weekend. Credit to North Melbourne, some of the best footy I've seen them play. But what did Pikey say after the game, Tex, once you got in and because broke even for the remainder of the day? What was his message to the playing group?
Very disappointing with our start to the game. Obviously, the two things that we pride ourselves in, our contest and pressure around the footy, just purely weren't at the level. And I think we've matured as a group, but we've still got some maturing to do. And as we spoke about today, we just need to understand that good teams now get hunted, and we can't wait for teams to hunt us. We need to continually hunt them and do the things that we pride ourselves on week in, week out, because it's such a ruthless industry. And if we take a foot off the throttle, we'll just get what we did on the weekend.
Mate, being a very good captain that you are, you came out and said you played one of your worst games you have for a period of time. Do you think the boys were undisciplined against the Kangaroos, got sucked in to give away some silly free kicks on the weekend?
Yeah, look, I was the first to put my hand up. There was a couple of 50 metres that I gave away, which as a leader, I'd get really disappointed in myself. Yeah. And obviously, there's been some other things that Charlie has got a fine. But there's some things that obviously frustration can creep in and cause those type of things. But we don't want to be a footy club that gives away silly free kicks.
Tex, it was starting the bleeding obvious, but it was a poor start. But the starts have been an issue so far this year. Probably maybe 5 out of 7 now you've been down at quarter time. That one was extreme on the weekend. But is that something you're going to sort of look at again, or is it something you've been looking at?
Oh, look, we've spoken about it very briefly. We're not too worried about it, but obviously it's not ideal. You don't want to come in at quarter time. Well, John, I think you said 5 out of 7 games where you're down. But look, there's some games that we've been pretty happy with the way we've started. It just hasn't resulted on the scoreboard. Yep. So, but we're pretty content where we're at with our first quarters.
Tex, this is just one of my little gripes. Why are we wearing that pathetic yellow away strip? We don't look like a footy side in that jumper, and I've just texted the CEO of the footy club. Well, why aren't we wearing our traditional jumper? You're the club captain. It doesn't conflict with the opposition's colours. Get it back on, Tex.
Well, that's probably what the fans and past players, if they want that, Jazz, we might have to look at trying to get back, but I'm sure...
We don't look like a footy side. You don't look like your big, strong, tough buddy He-Man. You look like a tennis player in it, Tex.
Would you say that if we won, Jazz?
Yeah, I would have. Wouldn't
he's
I lose?
No, he's,
I've been
he's
on.
Hated it from day one.
It's
text,
not
ours.
It's not our
draw.
Footy club, mate.
I'll tell you what, Jazz. Apart from the yellow Guernseys down there, I saw a kit on a bloke walking onto the plane.
Yep.
He had runners with his jeans on and this big dressing gown type set up. It was cold, but... It was a bit different.
Does he work? Does he work in this building?
Yeah. You better name names, Texan.
Who is he?
Me. His name starts with D.
Yeah.
And his second name starts with L.
He works on the
rush hour at Triple M.
Look, can't believe you're having a crack at my kit, Tex, after the one you got around here for 2 hours on a Saturday down there, Texan.
Oh yeah. Well, fair, Louis. Fair.
Nah, Figgle. Did you check with Jack Zeeble? I thought he pointed to the David Boone stand in awfully quick. Was that a two-headed coin? He knew the breeze was going that way.
Yeah,
he was quick.
And it ended up landing heads. I was a bit disappointed in that because we knew that was a pretty strong breeze, but We didn't know it was 10 goal, Bruce.
It was a bit. We're going to have to let you go there, Tex.
Nah, Lulu. Hey. Look, now,
been
Tex.
Great to talk to you, Tex.
I just want to play you a little grab. My mate down there was calling the game, and you know how they do three votes for best player? Then they do three votes for the worst player on the ground. Now, Louis obviously had to give out 3-2-1.
Doesn't like you because of the
roast,
dinner.
No, he loves me. I'm his papa. Listen to this, Tex.
Right on. You're going to speak to him during the week?
I know. 3-2-1's very own.
No.
Taylor Walker.
Oh, no. Oh. The skipper.
Couldn't find a way to get in front. Kept pushing.
Do I tell him on the plane or do I wait till later on?
No, don't tell him whatever you do. I need to get home. I've got three kids I've got to provide for.
Tell you what. Go to work on Monday. Fitz will enjoy that.
Absolutely.
He's going to be...
That's probably enough, mate.
Tex.
I was wondering why you were trying to talk me a lot when we were trying to get on the plane. You're doing a bit of stuff and that. And I'll probably agree with you there,
I'll tell you what, Tex, when you said today that you'd played one of your worst for 2 to 3 years, I felt a big sigh of relief come over me.
Nah, well, come on, you've got to be honest, mate. You've got to put your hand up.
Well done.
Be a man.
Nah, the beauty of it is, mate, and what it will be is how you respond. Always is after big losses like that. Good luck. Big game of footy coming up Saturday night against the Demons. Cannot wait to see you boys in action again. Thanks for your time, mate.
Nah, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully our fans, obviously they're pretty disappointed, but... We'll definitely bounce back.
And you know that text that Jar sent to Fags? He said, if you wear that jumper again, he says, I'll hand my jumper in. Fags texts back, make sure you write your name on it so the girl at reception knows who it's from.
Jeez, I reckon we might be able to make about 22 Guernseys out of your jumper.
Beautiful, Texan.
See
have a great
you,
week, mate.
See you, boys.
Good boy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jars and Louie.